PRI, Public Radio International.
It's a roadshow from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio and the European Tour 2016. The Pittsburgh Symphony will travel to Austria, Germany, Switzerland, and Belgium. You can find their concert in Berlin with the Berlin Philharmonic's Digital Concert Hall. Maestro Manfred Honeck will conduct Rachmaninoff, Liszt, Beethoven, Hartl, Strauss, and Haydn. The soloists on tour are percussionist Martin Grubinger, violinists Leonidas Kavakos and Anne-Sophie Mutter, plus 25-year-old pianist Daniel Trifonov. Trifonov took no time in being noticed. He won both the Rubinstein and Tchaikovsky competitions in 2011, then released his album Rachmaninoff Variations from Deutsche Grammophon. We'll hear him play the Liszt First Piano Concerto in this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast. Jim Cunningham here. It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University Pittsburgh, the Jack Buncher Foundation, and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Pittsburgh Symphony Music Director Manfred Honeck decided to bring Haydn's Symphony No. 93 to Brussels, Basel, and Vienna. If you're born in Austria and spend time playing in Franz Josef Haydn's former city of Vienna, you might think that Haydn doesn't get the respect he deserves. Natürlich.
We have a residency in Vienna, three concerts, so we have to present three different programs. And this gives us also the opportunity to show the orchestra with a repertoire of different periods of the music history. And go to Vienna, I think we have to do also music which was performed or composed in Vienna. So therefore, Haydn is one of the Austrian composers. And I'm so always excited to do Haydn because he is too much neglected. He's so witty and so humorful, and the music is just marvelous. So especially then Symphony 93 have an enormous charm and lightness, and I can't wait to present this in Vienna in the Musikfront.
Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in the Symphony No. 93 in D major by Franz Josef Haydn.
Thank you.
Symphony No. 93 in D by Franz Josef Haydn. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. No. 93 was part of his set of London symphonies. It was written for Johann Peter Salomon's 1792 concerts. Haydn wrote four new symphonies for that series. The 93rd was the first of the set.
Now, there are 104 Haydn symphonies to choose from. Are you going to bring us some more Haydn symphonies in the seasons to come?
I really would like to do this. It will be probably not possible to do all 104, but there's a lot of possibility to select.
What's the special feature about 93 that you love?
He wrote that for London, actually, but he took a lot of folkloristic elements out of the Austrian musical world. The first movement is like a waltz, you know, and here trumpets, fanfares in the trio. You have really Landler in the third movement, and a very light spirit of a finale. So there, I think this symphony presents everything what he could write in this moment, in that time for the London audience.
The Pittsburgh Symphony played the Symphony No. 93 by Franz Josef Haydn with conductor Guido Cantelli. That was on February 23, 1951 at Pittsburgh's Syria Mosque. Jim Cunningham here. Next, Daniel Trifonov plays the Liszt Piano Concerto No. 1. Daniel Trifonov, 25 years old, has been in constant motion in recent seasons. He played in New York with the Philharmonic, at the Chicago Symphony's Orchestra Hall, at Severance Hall in Cleveland, and he visited the London Philharmonia. He was on tour with the Montreal Symphony in America, and he released his second Deutsche Grammophon CD, which includes his own Rachmaniana. His first compact disc was Trifonov, the Carnegie Recital. That recording was captured live during his Carnegie Hall debut in 2013. It won both the Echo Classic Award and a Grammy nomination. Daniel Trifonov told me the first concerto by Liszt is a compact 19 minutes packed with innovation and virtuosity for the soloist.
Thinking of Liszt, of course, one of the first things which comes to mind is the heritage which he left for the classical music in general in terms of symphonic structure is the symphonic poem, where he managed to derivatives of a sonata form in a structure of one prolonged movement. This also the case for this concerto. It's one movement, but it also incorporates four movements, in fact, of a slow movement, which can also be viewed as a second subject. So it has very interesting structure, and later it would inspire many other composers. For example, Prokofiev's first concerto is also in the same form.
Now, for the pianist, what is the most virtuoso moment in this? Where in the four movements?
From the very beginning, it is octaves in a fast tempo, and it's that is probably most difficult part of a concerto is the very beginning, because you just go on stage, you haven't yet played a note on stage, and then you must from the very beginning be completely electrically charged.
Daniel Trifonov on the stage appears to be a slight figure with a skinny black tie. He might give the appearance of shyness, but when he sits down at the keyboard, the music roars.
I'm very happy to have Trifonov, Daniel Trifonov, with us. He's one of the really outstanding young pianists. And I still remember when he was first time here, made a fantastic impression. So I decided then to present him on a tour. And the interesting thing, and that was 3 years ago when we started to prepare our tour, some presenters did not know Daniel Trifonov yet. But it took only 1 or 2 years, and now he is one of the most interesting young pianists.
Now, what is it that makes him so special?
Well, he is extremely serious. His technique is absolutely marvelous, but he is enormous, energetic on the stage. He thinks about every phrase, and nothing is by accident. But still he has emotion. So there are a certain type of spontaneity is here. And the colors, what he brings out on the piano, is, I think, sensational. It's really very rare that you can hear this on this level.
Here is Daniel Trifonov to play the first Liszt Concerto No. 1 in E-flat major with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Honeck. Thank you.
Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Franz Liszt, the first piano concerto in E-flat major. The soloist was Daniel Trifonoff. Pittsburgh Symphony played the first Liszt piano concerto with Victor Herbert conducting and soloist Mark Hamburg. That was on January 2nd, 1903. Franz Liszt played the first performance of his own first concerto. The conductor at the premiere in Weimar, Germany was Hector Berlioz. The premiere was part of a week-long gala honoring Berlioz at the Duke's Grand Palace. In addition to recreating the works of the Grand Masters, Daniel Trifonoff is writing his own music.
Well, I wish I had more time to compose because this season is there are quite a lot of concerts, so there are not so many windows to be able to concentrate on composition. Because, you know, it needs certain calmness of the atmosphere when there are no any disturbances, and that is not something I can often offer myself. And of course, in future, I will try to reserve a little bit more time for composition. Right now, I'm working on a double concerto for violin, piano, and chamber orchestra.
Music lovers at Heinz Hall are ecstatic about Daniel Trifonoff. He's sitting down. We're going to have an encore.
Thank you.
Playing the first concerto by Franz Liszt for piano, Daniel Trifonov has played an encore, the Grand Paganini Etudes, the sixth one, based on the 24th Caprice, music by Franz Liszt. The six Etudes for piano, based on the compositions of Niccolo Paganini, written for the violin. They are among the most technically demanding in the piano repertoire. Daniel Trifonov leans very close into the keyboard, his forehead just a few inches away from the keys, looking a bit like a young Glenn Gould. Daniel Trifonov will play 10 of 14 concerts with the Pittsburgh Symphony on their European tour 2016. He'll play the Liszt First Concerto, which you just heard, along with the second piano concerto by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Russian music is on the way from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. We'll hear the tragic Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4. I'm Jim Cunningham. Pat and Michelle Atkins underwrite this broadcast in honor of Carlo University Pittsburgh with help from the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Malia Toranjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Assistant conductors are Francesco Lecce Chong and Andres Franco. Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air from the Pittsburgh Concert Channel. You'll find it at the WQED.org website with archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. I hope you'll take a moment and write. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Symphony Folding Paper Blue Binoculars. Get them free while they last with the Radio Guide. A complete list of concerts in the series. There are photographs of some of our soloists this season, a Pittsburgh Symphony Radio history, and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcasts are distributed by PRI, Public Radio International.